You touch the side like a pile of leaves. I gotta find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters running around the bend when the government may just surround you again. If dying young won't change your mind, baby, 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 right on time.
Always vote.
Million troops. Wow. Hi.
Hi.
This is the Xbox campus?
I guess so.
Redmond, Washington.
Why do they all get PCs?
What's happening?
Jay Allard.
I like him.
This is really cool.
I don't know why it's choppy though.
You ever see behind him an Avatar shoe?
Why is it going?
Why are they all?
You have a story to tell?
Do I have a story to tell? No.
Does it sound better or the same?
Help the dubstep.
We just bomb, Xbox.
I'm bringing gaming to life. I'm bringing life to gaming.
Trying to find another stream.
Well, we don't. We're not going to be listening to the stream anyway.
Again?
Should they show the troops playing it? One Miria.
I should probably stop that.
What, Marion troops? Yeah, don't be eating shit, cracker chips.
You can grab your phone and have like the highlights ready, or the headlines. Why don't you call them highlights?
Who's one highlights? Marion.
The headlines ready?
How many headlines do you have? One Marion?
1 million troops.
1 million troops.
So 99 Knights 2 was announced.
That's pretty neat.
Hi, welcome to All Range Mode Live. This is episode 32. My name is Joe. To my right I have Dan.
Hello.
To Dan's right, we have Chad.
Hello.
And back to me. We're missing Doug again. Couldn't make it today. Generally, we discuss things that we're interested in and we share them with you guys, and we hope that you give us some feedback and continue the conversation and grow our social kind of reach a little bit. You can go to our Facebook at facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast, or you can you can email us at podcast@allrangemode.ca, or you can leave comments at allrangemode.ca. Today was
big news.
Yeah, today big news, the revealing of the new Xbox, the successor to the 360. So we're all pretty big fans.
I've been waiting for it for months.
Years.
A long time.
Yeah. Remember like last E3? They gotta see something.
They're gonna show it.
Yeah.
They're
definitely gonna show it.
They didn't show it.
A year.
1 year ago. Today.
So what I feel is really significant about this is that we're kind of done learning. Like, we're done with the reveals of what next-gen games are going to look like. I mean, at the point of launch, I'm saying. They'll probably get a lot better. I'm just going to spin this a little
bit. We haven't really seen much. They did show some stuff.
But there's no more secrets, right? Like, we essentially...
Show me all your
things. Well, they still haven't shown game... They've shown, like... Cut highlight reels of games being played, but they weren't actually.
If the question is games. What are they, we know PS4, we know Xbox.
Oh yeah,
dead giveaway. Going forward, we know what the name is on the new Xbox. Maybe we'll wait to bring that up till fucking day gets back. Guy just gets up.
Yeah, I gotta go. They farted.
Dan, I have Kleenex.
What? You don't want to reveal the name?
There's Kleenex right behind you. Well, as it comes up on the show.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. We have the Xbox New Generation Revealed press conference in front of us. We're just going to hit play and kind of talk about our thoughts as it goes. There's Kleenex right there, if you need.
Yeah, I just don't want to be blowing my nose with everyone's ears.
1 million troops.
1 million times.
So, Dan, you haven't seen the press conference yet.
I saw the first 15 minutes on my lunch break at work, and then I had to stop because I had to go back to work.
Chad and I watched it live. So I thought they were doing pretty good. And they kept saying, you know, oh, it's alive. The experience is alive. So I was convinced it was going to be called Xbox Alive.
Oh.
But obviously it wasn't. 2 minutes later, the same thing happened. They started saying, like, one console, one TV or whatever, one family. I'm like, oh, so it's called Xbox One. And then immediately just, yeah. Whoa, Xbox One.
Personally, I think it's a horrible name. They should have just called it Xbox or something
else. It's got to have a subtitle of some sort.
One sucks. That sounds like it's the first Xbox. That's what I refer to when I say the original Xbox. I say Xbox One.
And are like PS1. Like PlayStation was called PlayStation forever, and then...
Yeah, that sounds old now. You see PS4, and PS4 sounds like it's new.
Well, it's just new, right? It kind of defeats everything they were trying to do with 360. They didn't want to sound like...
Yeah, they wanted to catch up.
Yeah, they were saying, we're going to call it 360 because we don't want the PS3 to sound better than Xbox 2.
I don't think that matters now because Xbox is so big.
I get that, but everything that they work for, it's just like, hey, fuck it. It's called One now.
Well, it's because 360... got those followers that they were going for. Now that everybody knows about it, it's like Xbox.
Well, I mean, you know, Xbox. Apple did the same thing, right? They with their iPad.
Let me call it iPad 1, though.
Yeah, exactly.
iPad.
If they would have came out and just like were kind of tongue in cheek about it and just always called it Xbox, that would be almost a little more ballsy, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it delivers the same message, but. No, they called it Xbox One because it's supposed to be this unity thing. And you know what? They kept saying you. They're like, it's all about you. The same things Nintendo said. I'm like, it's called Xbox U.
Imagine it was called Xbox Wii U.
What? This Xbox is Wii U. I hate Don Matrick.
This guy...
Hey, what's going on? I'm excited.
Everyone in my lunchroom was just laughing. Like, you actually play video games? Like, this guy plays video games. And I'm like, oh, damn it.
I kind of like that he's excited. And he's not just like a scared... person out there, like
he is.
What's his job? Worst. What's his like job at Microsoft?
Director of Xbox, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's got a huge job.
Yeah, it's his idea. Like, well,
oh my God, remember that?
Yeah.
The blades.
The old system.
Yeah, the original.
It's grown so much.
It has.
It peaked though. It's not at like it's not as good as it once was. They had a really good interface right before Kinect came out.
Yeah, they show the interface on this.
I actually Xbox One. Don't mind the stuff that they're showing in this for the integration for
this Kinect. The integration?
The integration.
Well,
but Kinect, you have to have connected in order to play anything. They said that if you don't have Kinect plugged in,
mm-hmm.
then the Xbox won't work.
Come on.
So you have to have
Who
it
plugged said that?
In. Or like
it was a headline.
In a drawer somewhere.
It was said, like, after the show. I feel like they did a lot of beating around the bush. Like, you don't hear anything about Always Online, but they're constantly saying, connected, a more connected game. Or they use the words cloud-powered quite a bit.
I saw that.
And we were convinced that's just, like, their marketing guys said, you can't say Always Online or Always Connected. You have to say cloud-powered or something like that. And it seems like they were tiptoeing around a lot of really buzzwords the whole time. But, I mean, headlines have come out since the show, A, that it doesn't need to be online all the time. It's not an always online to actually get the thing working, but every single feature they talk about in the show is an online-based feature.
Yeah.
That you would need to be online all the time to take advantage of these things.
Well,
and, like, Skype and whatnot.
It's not an issue for me, so I don't really care. But
you know what does suck,
Chad,
though?
Maybe.
I just thought of something that would be horrible. I want to get the next Xbox to play Battlefield if we have to play... like LAN parties or something like that. To bring my Kinect. Everybody has to bring their Kinect.
Oh.
Kinect everything up. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. No more LAN parties.
Yeah.
Because you need what? A 10x10 area to use your Kinect?
Well, you're not going to be doing fucking.
Yeah, like, you probably just have to talk to it. You just put it on top of it. Or.
Yeah, Kinect.
But what's to stop different Kinects from recognizing. Because it says it'll know you, it'll know your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Does it mean, like, if I'm in your room, it'll know that your friend Joe is over? Is that
it's
what
it's signing in. It signs you out. Signs
yeah,
you.
Is that what they're meaning to say? Because if we've got two Kinects in the same room, how would mine know that I'm not talking to yours?
Well, the one thing
sucks.
That the guy was doing was showing how you can switch between all the things that you're doing in your Xbox, between, like, music or movies or television,
yeah.
just by saying it. Okay, I understand that it has voice recognition, and that's fine. it can't be that good of voice recognition. Someone could walk in and be like, hey, I want to watch TV, and it's just, boop, TV.
Yeah, we have to say Xbox.
But it would know.
That's the buzzword.
It knows who you are, though. It knows that your mom's walking in and
it doesn't.
That's what they say.
Yeah, Milo knows, too.
But, you know, if you think about the fact that it's switching back and forth from your TV to your Blu-ray to your, you know, to your games, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, okay, I've got my receiver here. I just hit different inputs, and those, and I'm switching from my TV to my music to my games. Granted, it's a cool feature.
It is kind of cool. I thought it was interesting. It looks awesome.
So they're showing the...
it's huge.
They're showing right now the actual console itself. I think it looks like a bloated Wii, like the black design, like a box. It's just a box.
It looks exactly like the new hard drive. Like the new hard drive that you put into the, like the newer Xbox. It's the exact same shape.
I would say like Bose Auto, like those radios. Oh, and here's the...
Connect?
The Connect thing, I don't understand why it's got that...
It's got a speaker on it.
Yeah, but the speaker dips down.
It's a microphone.
Like, yeah, microphone. So like, does that mean that when you set it down on a table that it's tipped a bit? It's probably
so it has to be at the edge kind of thing.
I love
so
the controller.
The speaker hangs over and it just kind of sits.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. I mean, what if... I don't know. That's a bold thing. Like, no, you have to put it at the end of your table.
Yeah, I know.
So there's going to be cords, like, all through my table. And can I put it ajar? Like, does that matter? Or is it ajar? Askew. Can I put it askew, like, so I can just set it down and it's tipped a little bit? No, I can't.
If you're playing Kinect, it probably won't...
Yeah, it won't know what you're doing.
Xbox on.
So, I mean, the look is kind of cool. It's really daring. Again, it's big. It's like the size of an original Xbox.
You know what I like about that, though, is everyone was trying to push small, small, small. And you can only fit so much in a small system.
Yeah, but you can only fit so much on your coffee table. That thing is fucking huge.
It's not that. It's no bigger than your fucking DVR.
Yeah, my DVR is huge.
Okay.
If you get a smaller one, I would.
Yeah, but it's the thing that plays games.
I don't care.
My game system.
It's a computer. That's a small computer.
I guess. I mean, I see your point. Obviously, they're putting a lot in the machine.
Yeah.
But
I don't care about size. It's not like it's a brick.
Okay, well, let's talk about the controller. I actually have a picture of it here. Excuse me, guys. You guys can start the conversation. I'm going to go.
Those menu buttons and stuff.
I think it's really pretty. It's a little bit... the face seems a little bit bigger. It looks a little flatter.
It does.
And the guide button's in a different spot. It reminds me of...
Joe, I got a picture here.
It reminds me of the Fat Boy from the original Xbox.
Yeah.
But
not
so
that
fat.
Big. I'm sure it's going to be the same size. It looks a little taller.
I just really want to feel it in my hands. Like, the next... probably in a few months, they'll be in stores.
Yeah.
And I can just feel it, you know? I can touch the controller.
It looks pretty much... like, the shoulder buttons look a lot better.
I don't know. I think it's hard to improve on the original on the 360 controller. So
well, they
I
didn't
try?
Really change all that much.
I don't know
for that
dude.
Reason.
Well, the D-pad's a little bit is better. It's just
maybe it's just the fact that I like the way it was shot, like the angle at which the photo was taken.
Well, there's another one.
Yeah, it's straight on. It just looks fat, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
But look at my fat ass hands. That's gonna fit awesome.
I guess.
The older one. I wonder if that, like, the Xbox symbol at the top is going to be, like, a button.
It's got to be your guide button.
Well, it looks nothing like a guide button.
Yeah. Look at the start
and
select.
And they talk about how the interface uses Kinect, and your guide button is you grab your screen and then push your hands together.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it minimizes your thing, so that's your home screen.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, like, the picture-in-picture thing or something?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like two squares next to each other.
Yeah, where your home button usually is. That's like, instead of start and select, it's just two icons that we don't really know what they do at this point.
One's on the list.
But,
one thing that they really need to do... Canada's a big country.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people. Why do we get, like, stiffed for, like...
Everything.
Like, we don't have HBO Go.
All the stuff they show.
We don't have
Hulu. It doesn't work.
You can get HBO Go just as easily as an American, but it's HBO Go is kind of a...
You gotta pay for it.
You already have to have HBO, and then you can sign up for HBO.
Okay, but I understand, but if you don't even have the option in Canada. There's a lot of stuff missing.
Like, Hulu Plus is not in Canada, and Amazon Video is not in Canada.
There's nothing. We get, like, a base model of it, and it's like, I don't understand why. Is it really that hard?
I think it's all tied up in I don't know. You've got to get like a broadcast license for all this stuff. Maybe just our market's not big enough.
I don't understand how it's not.
It's weird.
I hate that you have to call Xbox every time you have to do something. Xbox, watch TV.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be cool if you could like go into the settings and program something.
Michael.
Okay.
Hit. And a hip, hip, hip.
Yep. Xbox.
It'd be cool if you could hit B or something and it would...
Well, the whole idea is not to have a controller.
No.
Hit games. Hit.
Yeah,
movie.
Give me the nibbit.
Xbox.
So now I'm, but now I'm hooking my cable.
So did it just give you a taste of what the graphics are going to look like? No.
Okay, so I guess with the way I have all my stuff plugged into the surround sound, I have to plug it into my Xbox, and then out of the Xbox into my surround. Like, is the Xbox a, you know, like an amplification thing in there too? Like, is it going to give me the same quality sound output?
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Who's buying? No one will be able to figure this fucking thing out.
No. Yes, we will.
In 5 minutes. We will, but we're not going to buy it.
Plus,
there's no good games. The Xbox.
I can't use any of that shit.
Oh, I'm buying it.
I don't want Kinect anywhere close to me. And the fact that it's going to be, like, pretty much always on.
I'm still buying it.
The thing's just sitting there.
Looking
like
at
it.
You.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So, one of the things about the interface, it's like, it's funny that it's more like, because Xbox Live was the gold standard. And it slowly got, like, more and more away from what they were doing right. And now it sort of looks like, you know, this and the PS4 interface... The average person won't be able to tell the difference, first of all. And I really like the avatar thing. They had this avatar thing that they poured, they beat you over the head with.
I'm so happy that's dropped.
I liked it. I liked having
the avatar.
Avatar next to
gay and goofy and childish, and I don't like it.
Well, I liked it. And it's gone now.
Well, no, they still have it. You go over to your friends, and it shows your friends like avatars.
I suppose.
Well,
it is more streamlined than the existing interface. The fact that it's like. TV and movies, games. It's almost back to the square one. Remember when you had the squares? The big square blocky one? I liked that one the best.
Yeah, that one was awesome. Didn't have any ads, but this thing's going to be flooded with ads as well.
That's going to be brutal.
So, this is actually a feature that I use with Wii U quite a bit. What I'm looking at is he's watching a movie or TV.
Browsing still on the side.
Yeah, and, well, I can't browse on the side, but it'll pause my movie and I go browse to it.
Yeah.
I really like that feature. It's nice to have. So, obviously, theirs is a lot more beefy and streamlined, so I think that's pretty cool. Because, that's something I didn't expect to want to use. But maybe it's different because I've got the tablet. So it's like it's fun to browse on a tablet. It's very annoying to browse on a 360 with like trying to punch in your queries and stuff like that. So I guess that's another thing. Like, how are you going to surf the net without a keyboard?
Talk to it.
You just talk to it?
Absolutely.
Go to thissite.com.
Google Cat Stab.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's going to be like Google Schmatz Clam.
Schmatz Clam.
It's not going
to
know.
The technology is there, and if this thing's connected to the internet, it's no different than Siri. Like, Siri...
You know what? This guy is doing a good job of it, and he's kind of being casual with it. Like, he uses different words, like watch or search or guide, like, and he'll use, like, 3 or 4 phrases, and it'll get the same point across.
Yeah.
So it's not so specific that you need to know passwords for every single application. And this is really cool. You know, like, Microsoft bought Skype, so now, like, Skype gaming.
Yeah, it's just all the fucking PONUS videos we're going
to... Oh, great.
Yeah.
Dan's watching Netflix.
So he's...
Incoming call from
what
Chad.
He was doing was he's watching...
Answer call.
I wonder if he's watching a Blu-ray, because that's something else to consider. If you put a Blu-ray in there, that Blu-ray will take over the system.
There's a lot of processing power in this thing, though.
I don't think
it'll take over.
I don't know, man, because the Blu-ray is designed to take over.
That was another thing.
And then you use your Blu-ray remote.
This
right?
is awesome. I know that it doesn't really apply to me, but I found this was really cool. What they're doing is watching a live basketball game, or it would be live, and then you can bring up
your fantasy stuff
right on the side, or it'll give you updates
to
your fan. Like, that's awesome.
So, I agree. I think that
is
fucking
and
amazing.
And then it's showing you, like, your player tracker on the side just comes up in a menu. Like, that's fucking awesome.
It is. And cool. Big Mike was saying how this is the best thing that they showed.
Oh, yeah.
Was the fantasy.
For sports people, and they're everywhere.
Guess what?
Boom.
It's not going to work in Canada.
Yeah.
It's not available in Canada.
Yeah, it won't work in Canada. And a lot of the, ESPN isn't the most people's, like number one spot for fantasy leagues.
No.
It'll either be a dedicated website or Yahoo is a huge one for fantasy. So it's like those ones you won't be able to play with. You'll have to log on to ESPN and find five friends and get them to do it too.
Yeah.
And build a team. Like, it's a great idea, but you just can't
get that. If they do it right.
Yeah, it's got to be open source, pretty much. And this obviously is not open source.
Yeah. It will never be.
Like, maybe you can have your browser open next to it. That's another thing. Like, if you got, you're watching the game and you've got your browser open to Yahoo, you know, Fantasy League or whatever. Yeah. You can kind of do that, but it was cool how live, like, oh, LeBron gets a field goal, and then that's what it's called. That's what they're called.
A field goal.
A basket. Gets 2 points.
Gets a point.
A shot from inside the three is called a field goal.
I hope not.
I'm pretty sure it is.
That's pretty football, I thought.
Field goal is also used in football, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's called a field goal. Maybe I sound like an asshole.
I don't know. I don't really play basketball. I call it a
three-pointer.
Three-pointers on the opposite side of the... Whatever.
He gets a two.
He got a long one.
There's no basketball announcers going, field goal!
Field goal!
Well, I mean, they call it a basket or something like that.
Now, hook up your Xbox to your TV that no one has. Well, you guys have it, but...
What, TV?
Cable. I don't have TV. Like a cable.
I can't get cable at my house if my life depended on it. And well, it has been for
realistically,
3 years.
How much longer are you living at home?
Well, I know. But still,
you're gonna be on
I'm not gonna like. I'm gonna get Netflix on it.
But again, I was saying the only way this would work. So, I apologize if it's hard to keep up because this is almost a commentary track for the conference.
Watch this.
You don't have to watch this while doing it.
So no, you don't have to. But we're jumping pretty rapidly. But the way this would work,
Jon Snow.
The way this would work is if my Xbox would act as a DVR and start to record shows and save them on the hard drive.
I hope it does.
I should. They didn't say that though, eh?
They didn't. No, because
that's weird.
Because all it's doing is connecting to your cable box. The Wii U does the same thing. It's like Wii U is probably executed a lot worse because
that
it's not as powerful.
Right off. Is this supposed to be Netflix that it's showing right now?
No, this is your cable.
Okay,
this
good.
Is like
it's
your...
showing all new stuff, and it's like none of that's on Netflix. It never will be.
So the Wii TV is almost exactly like that, but yeah. It's like if my cable isn't on, or if I don't get that channel, my Wii U doesn't know that. So it'll show like HBO. It'll show all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
But it's like I gotta check. Okay, what channel is this on? What time is it on? And like I hit the button and then it literally, like, you look at my cable box and the numbers change on my cable box. So it's just like slicing into your existing like setup. They would need rights.
Is that inconvenient to just fucking hit input?
No, it's not. Like, that's the thing. That's why my Wii TV is never going to work. I
worked at AT&T U-verse.
AT&T's and Tim. I was thinking about how funny AT&T's and Tim is as an inside joke.
AT&T's and Tim. Wow, I never thought of that.
Because AT&T.
Moving on. I get it.
There's two people in the universe that would get that joke.
But no one knew how to
press
it.
You're both sitting in this room. So four people. AT&T's and Tim?
AT&T
anyway,
universe.
Go on.
No one ever knew how to press input. Just, my TV's got black screens, fuzz all over the place. Press the input button. You have to fucking talk through the remote to them and like, okay, input. Does that work? Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
Like, don't be such an idiot next
but
time.
But then that person's not buying a $500 console.
It's getting more than $500.
And buying a year of Xbox.
That's the thing.
Live.
Everyone at work was going, this is going to be $1,000.
Let's,
and I'm like,
let's
well,
talk about cost.
It's not going to
right
be 1,000.
Because it's got a fucking 1080 cameras in the...
Yeah, two 1080p cameras in the...
Inside your Kinect. So there's $400.
No.
It's not going to be that much, but like, that piece, like Joe was saying earlier... We have no choice.
Million.
It's happening. It's being included, and that bloats the cost of this console.
I'll still pay.
By twofold.
It's got 500 gigs of memory.
In, out, HDMI 3.
Blu-ray player. Would you stop zooming in and out, please?
They don't want you to know what's in there.
Yeah, they do.
It's a bunch of clobble-clibble.
It's not clibble-clobble.
Clobble-clibble.
That's why PS4, Sony said, enhanced GPU. And it was like, okay, you know, like, what does it really mean, the numbers game here?
I don't know. Well,
nothing.
I want to know how much memory there is.
500, oh no, that's storage. There's 8 gigabytes.
500, well, I'm talking about memory, like your hard drive memory.
Yeah, that's 8 gigabytes.
No.
You're talking about storage space?
Yeah.
500 gigabytes.
That's crazy. That's good.
That's low.
That's higher than any system
you
that's
have to
ever
install
been out.
Every single
every
game,
game
needs to install.
Okay, well...
And they're on Blu-ray discs.
Okay, well, uninstall
And right now, there's 30 gigabytes.
Plus,
uninstall when you don't play it again. Done. Who cares?
Okay, well,
reinstall it when you play it if you have.
Wouldn't you rather, like, my situation is, like, I can plug in my terabyte and it works instantly.
Oh, I would love that.
That's going to be, that has to be.
It will happen.
Included? Like, you, like external storage?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what else they need USB 3.0 for anyways. Other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Sound?
No. So, during
not through USB.
During Sony's
USB,
conference.
No. I was thinking HDMI, sorry.
I'm sorry. During Sony's conference, they talked all about how, you know, they're going to be able to achieve so much with the 8 gigabytes of memory. You know, because they can constantly have so many things going on and new things loading and everything is smarter and they're just going to take advantage of all 8 gigabytes.
How many gigs of RAM did we have in this one, in our current gen?
512 megabytes.
512 megabytes.
Half a gig.
Wii U has 2 gigs.
Oh my god.
And these new ones have 8 gigs, but...
They're going to be monsters,
man. You remember PlayStation 4, it had less... it was less of a mess, the interface.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very demanding interface, I feel.
This guy also said it's running 3 different operating systems. It's running the one for games. I think he goes into it pretty soon, but there's like games, like the background dashboard, because everything's always running.
Yeah.
How much is going to tax the games?
Well, they're doing the same kind of thing with Windows 8 right now. Nothing ever closes. Ever.
Yeah.
Like... You click on the top left-hand part of my screen, and Game of Thrones came up from that I watched last week. I was like, this is still going? The song's just...
Really?
Yeah. It's just going. It's always going. And my computer is, like, fast.
Is it going to be able to just close that off while you're playing a game?
Yep.
Or is that going to be always on? Like... Or yeah. is there 4 gigabytes of, like, of game...
Like, dedicated...
Yeah, like, RAM. This looks terrible, by the way.
Yeah, what is this?
It's how Kinect is more sophisticated.
Look at these nice squares.
Well, it's just
you're
reading,
showing off squares.
It's reading your
look
body.
Look how bad this.
Why are those hips?
Yeah, but you know what? It still can't see. It still can't tell when your hand's making a fist, and that's a big problem.
That'll be awesome. Come on, that's way better than what it was before.
Like, so what?
Okay.
What good Kinect game have you ever heard of?
None. I tried to play darts one time, this darts Kinect game.
Oh my god.
And you have to like put your hand in front of the screen so that they know it's your turn.
Yeah.
And then you have to like draw back and throw forward like you would throw a dart. And it wasn't working at all for me. I'm like, okay, I bring my hand back.
Recalibrate.
And I go to throw the dart and it's just like...
Please step closer.
It doesn't do anything.
You
I'm
see
like, what the fuck is this?
You see the bottom of your avatar shoe?
Yeah.
Well, bam.
This controller, I'm not too keen on it.
I love it. I haven't felt it yet, but looking at it, it's a beaut.
It's different from possibly the greatest gaming controller ever.
Yeah.
Why would they change it?
It's not that different.
I love holding it.
It's different enough.
You know what that button is? Your picture-in-picture? It's going to be just like Windows 8. You're going to push that, and it's going to bring up your dashboard.
Yeah, it's gonna like suspend the game in the corner,
yeah.
And you're gonna have the.
Yep.
This is the
because they did kind of show
it's gonna look like that.
Smart glass integration.
Smear integrate.
Smart glass.
Why are they in a tent?
I just built it. So still no games.
Yeah, far away.
No games shown.
Good sneeze.
Almost half an hour.
I actually sneezed for once.
Half an hour, not a single game.
Not a single game.
I apologize to everyone for like my stuffy nose.
The funny thing is that they. Microsoft went out and invited like every like editorial person from every outlet for video games.
Yeah.
And that's nothing to do with video games.
It's really weird. It seems like a really long commercial. Like I don't know if this is what I was anticipating going into the show.
They said beforehand they're going to show off the system itself and what the system can do, and then they're going to save all the games and the rest of the shit for E3. That was already known, like, a month ago, months ago.
I hope my mind has changed by E3, or like after E3.
Well,
how could it possibly change? There's huge fundamental things that are a giant drawback, and one of them I'm bringing up when Dan comes back. It's having a fit right now.
The Kinect thing is
Kinect
ridiculous.
Always has to be on.
I have no room for that. Like, I play at my computer monitor, and I play the games close.
Yeah.
Even if I had a big TV, I'd probably still play my games on this tight little screen.
Yeah. I really think what they're doing, they launched Kinect. It was clearly not exactly what they wanted to do. It was flawed. It didn't seem to work. nothing made an impact, and they doubled down anyway, in a huge way, where it's you have to use it now. It's just, it's a lot.
Why not just put like a shitty little speaker on the Xbox console itself and talk to it that way? No one wants the camera shit.
Well,
buy a peripheral on the side, and then you can use Skype. Don't force people to use it.
Well, I mean, that's how they got people to get online or get HDTVs.
Yeah.
They forced them to it. But that's like a... That is different. That's pushing the technology of, like, your home entertainment system forward.
Yeah.
Not a very narrow, this is the way it's going to be, and we want you to play like this. And it's... They talk about Kinect, how it was going to like change gaming and take the controller away from the gamer, and they don't use it for games.
Well,
it's
yeah,
just it's just part of their infrastructure now. Like it just, I don't know. I mean, that, there's a lot to ask for.
Skype is probably the killer app.
I agree.
I don't give a fuck about Skype. I don't care at all.
But it's, you know, you might not need a headset. Man. You know what I mean? Because the Kinect will be your headset and it should work fine. Plus, you get high-res video of, like, whoever you're talking to.
It'll pick up all the game sounds in the background, too.
I guess so.
Whatever.
Dan, how do you feel about not being able to play GTA 5 on your Xbox One?
What?
No backwards compatibility.
There's none?
Zero.
Do they say that?
Yeah. It's a headline after the show. No backwards compatibility.
That was one thing that a guy asked me at work. He's like, it better play all my old games. Because he's like a collector. Like, he loves to collect things. And he will go back and play old games. He's still playing Skyrim.
So, we don't really have a method to how we're introducing stuff. But we are going to run out of time pretty quick. We're already halfway. So, I'm just going to start bringing it up. You guys do the same.
Okay.
The idea of...
You fast forward through this.
Well, no, I mean, I'm fine with the show being an hour. And we'll just talk over the EA Sports garbage. But,
do they show anything at all?
It looks horrible and it's not gameplay.
Awful.
So, anybody who owns an Xbox, why are they upgrading? I asked the same thing about PlayStation.
I'm upgrading to play new games, period. I'm not going to play mobile games, so backwards compatibility for me is not a huge thing, but I know it will be for some people.
Ugh, I don't know, like...
When the new BioWare sci-fi epic comes out?
I might
just buy it on PC. Fuck.
You know how annoying it is when you're playing a game and you're constantly watching somebody log in and out? Chad signed in. Chad's online. Yeah, and now it's like
you can change
somebody fucking scored a basket. Yeah, people will. Everyone turned them off.
Yeah.
So why, again, this is something that they're doubling down on that everybody turned off as soon as they got their systems.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Your achievements will carry over.
They said that too?
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
No, if it didn't, I'd be pissed considering I just hit 85,000.
Yeah. I had another point too, but I forget it.
But now they're giving achievements for everything.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like... I have an achievement to watch HBO on...
No fucking way.
Absolutely.
No.
They're going to be on everything.
They're for games.
They're going to be on everything.
We'll see.
I'm not getting fucking achievements for watching an entire...
There's already achievements on mobile games.
One, and I had 50 points.
That's where I know it's the start, but...
No. I don't know. I just don't see a lot of these changes. And even if they do, I don't care.
I was telling Chad... Yeah.
They're just not going to mean much. People that are watching HBO shows, like, oh, you watched the new episode of Game of Thrones.
You're not going to
achievement unlocked.
I can't see that happening. I don't know where you're even getting that from.
So, I was telling Chad, from a business standpoint, Nintendo is sort of... They're on to something, right? They've got their installed base. They know who their market is. They know you buy a Wii U and it's going to play the Nintendo games and those games are going to sell.
Yeah.
Like that's what, like I'm buying my Wii U because I want to play those specific Nintendo games. It seems like the market they're after for this is like your Xbox is essentially an EA box. The thing is built for the Madden, for the Call of Duty market.
No.
That's who's going to buy it and that's the only games they care about selling.
Not true.
It's built from the ground up for those games.
How do you figure?
Well, I mean, I guess it's social gaming, things like that, right? But, like, you're using those features for a Call of Duty, for sure. Somebody calling you and Skyping in-game. No one's...
Skype is going to be used for Skype, period. Like,
I don't think so.
Like, us talking to Doug in Toronto. with Skype on our Xbox. The whole thing that they're pushing is your Xbox is your central hub for everything. It's your music.
Yeah, but all this value added stuff.
Your television, your phone now.
Yeah, but it's not really the TV. It's the sports that they're pushing.
Well, that's just because you've got to see the fucking sales for sports. And EA is the biggest, like, company.
Well, I see your point, but you don't think that they're catering to the, you know, like, obviously the EA Sports and the Call of Duty fans.
EA probably dished out a bunch of money to be a big part of this.
That's and I'm sure Xbox was happy to say we're happy to work with you.
Well, that's not going to change the fact that they're still going to have awesome games.
Like, what's this EA Sports Ignite thing? Is that cross-platform, or is that just for...
That's their development thing, their engine. EA Ignite. It's through all sports games.
I'm excited to see, like, just the graphical power.
Well, okay. watch the graphical power here.
Look what they showed at the PlayStation conference.
Not much.
It wasn't... at the PlayStation conference, they showed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Even the fact that they had that Clank game or whatever it was called, Clack.
Yeah, something.
Whatever it was, it's like, that's a game for a specific audience.
Yeah.
And then there was a, you know, then there was the, you know, there was Killzone, and there was that other,
I don't even remember that conference already.
What's the guy with the lightning powers? Injustice?
Oh. Yeah.
Infamous.
Infamous, like, it had a wide variety of markets that they were, like, appealing to, and the PC gamer with, you know, Diablo and like their hardcore racing game or whatever it was. You've also got, they showed Destiny. They showed a bunch of shit. They showed fucking, I mean, they kind of are lucky because they got out of the gate first. So if these guys
really see things.
Yeah. If these guys showed Destiny, it'd be like a big mistake. So maybe they've got their back against the wall. They can't really show that much because they're just, they're repeating.
Well, the one thing that I can say, like, I can't hear what they're talking about, so I'm not exactly sure, but they're not pushing games right now. They're not even saying, like, oh, EA Sports,
and they did say
play our Madden, play our this and play our that. They're just saying EA Sports has this, whatever that fucking thing is, I don't care about. But I'm sure a lot of
sports fans
and they're
you know what they want? Americans. That's what they're after.
You'd be surprised how many people play like
NHL. Oh god, FIFA's like the biggest selling franchise in the world.
Yeah, I know.
And NHL is like
NHL,
a huge selling game, like in Canada.
NHL's not part of this.
These are huge because it's like...
It will be.
This is kind of like the noob press conference. They're telling just kind of shallow facts about the next Xbox. This is what it's going to do, blah, blah, blah.
This better not be...
Here's some games that people like to play. But they're not talking about the great games that we all want to play. Like, if they had Mirror's Edge 2 here, we'd go crazy, but...
Yeah, but...
No one else would.
See, this is not game. I think it is in game, but not gameplay. Obviously,
this is not in game. It's too like
that's in game.
It's cartoony.
I think that's what games are going to look like.
There's no fucking way because
if this was a full motion video, it would look a lot better than this. The presentation would be different too.
You just said this is what the new engine is capable of. Here's the gameplay from the new engine.
So here's what I'm thinking though. It's not. It's like. I played a game.
The shirts and stuff move pretty well.
It's showing motion capture, which is incredible. It's showing facial animation, which is incredible.
Yeah, but the texture work is not that good.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look more like toys.
That would, honestly, that kick in the face where that guy's, its face went over, like Fight Night 2 or whatever, round 2.
You should probably watch Fight Night again
and
see how good it looks.
Yeah, it's probably terrible. So what I'm thinking is almost like they acted out these things, or they scripted them, and then made their own videos in the replay.
Yeah,
like most EA games, you can make your own replays.
Yeah,
I imagine it's a similar process to how they got that footage. But that's it might be more realistic. Like I can almost say like, oh, that's how it's going to look, and I trust that. Whereas in the Sony conference, I was more thinking, this is on high end PC, it won't look like this. So maybe they're just being modest with their graphical capabilities.
Maybe.
You know, like, EA Sports games aren't always the best. Well, they're not the best, because there's so many moving characters at once. And every single one of them's got, like, an independent AI that you can switch to at a moment's notice.
Well, there's going to be, like, a game like Tiger Woods or something can look better than a game like Madden. Just because of you're putting memory in other places.
Yeah. And, like, the whole thing, like, why do we make first-person shooters? Because you don't want to build a model of your main character. In sports games, every single model is your main character, and you've got to be able to switch back and forth on the fly
But they make models of everything else, of every other character in the game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you can put more into an environment when your main character, your main AI, like, is not... You don't have to make an animation for, like... I know some games have them, but if... Over-the-shoulder games, you've got to make an animation for every single thing that your character can do. Yeah. That takes up a lot of work, right?
This seems kind of
or a lot ritzy. Of storage.
I think they do it, like, with Battlefield. When you see a guy jump over something, he's jumping over,
different.
Like, how...
Yeah.
Battlefield's a different beast. But, like, Half-Life, you know, they don't have to animate... When I press A, they don't have to have, like, this...
Oh, yeah.
Fluid-looking thing where it looks natural, but I can
well,
press
Halo,
A.
Halo, you can look down to your legs.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You know, it's just
floating. Halo looks terrible, like though.
No, like Halo 4 looks good. It still looks kind of...
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, EA Sports, or sports games in general, like, when the character needs to be modeled where I can hit A 1,000 times over and over again and it doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's easier to do with a first-person shooter.
Definitely.
You know, with... Yeah. It's like putting a game in Tim Haslam's hands. Like, he immediately exploits. He'll move the toggle around 360 and watch the character float.
Yeah.
In like this real world looking environment. He'll just watch this guy float and laugh for days.
Is this supposed to be what it's capable of?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks, well, that's incredible.
Yeah, like, that
look
is
at the
look plastic.
There's sparkle in the paint, like my paint on my car.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're not going to be able to see it unless you do slow motion video.
And
of your replays.
You guys have to have picked up on this at this point. It's easy to make car games look good.
Yeah, it is, because they did it in fucking
so
the original Xbox. You're like,
that's
wow.
Why, yeah, that's why they're always a racing game at these conferences.
Yeah.
Always, always, always.
Well, because the background is like a cardboard cutout of like some Mexican guy going, where are they? Where are they? Like, in the crowd. And there's like 700 of them. And that's it. And then everything is focused on your car.
Yeah, but I mean, a car is made out of like steel, and it's easy to give. It's easy to make a piece of steel look more real with lighting effects than skin and a human's face.
So bad. Remember wrestling games back in the day, like N64? It's literally a piece of paper.
Yeah.
The oh.
Hey, just
up down arms.
Just a side note. We're technically part of the evacuation zone for that fire.
Really?
Yeah. It said 1.5 kilometers. So it's like Malden Road to the river. Oh, and Riem Road to, Shelby just sent it to me. Either way, we're in the evacuation zone.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's a huge...
Do you think it's spreading?
Huge fire.
It must still be spreading.
No, the issue was it's considered a toxic burn.
So it's like Chernobyl?
No, it's just you're not supposed to be breathing in toxic fumes, and when you're burning plastic, you're not supposed to breathe it in. I breathe it in every day at work, so I'm not worried about it.
Speak to me! I want to speak.
It's my belly.
I'm
that
trying to catch up with the.
That was a balloon. Like, no joke. That was.
Next one's going right in. Watch it max out. Is that it? Or the last
one line. There's one line.
Oh damn! Alan Wake 2.
Oh
yeah. So getting back.
Oh, wait, spoilers.
This is the.
Thank you.
This is what I called a boat crashing simulator.
Boats and hoes.
This is the weirdest game demo or trailer of all time.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to implement TV shows. You know how Alan Wake was supposed to be like a TV show?
Yeah.
Kind of thing? They're actually putting live action in
the
trailer.
Defiance? They're trying to pull Defiance? Or
Defiance?
Defiance. What sort of stuff?
They're trying to pull a Defiance?
Defiance. But Magic Girl touches her ear and then it goes Alan Wake game.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You really want to know what happens?
Doug showed me something back in the day. I don't even know what system it was, but it was Mark
Probably
Hamill.
Probably 3DO.
Oh, yeah.
It was real.
It was.
Panasonic 3DO.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
Get out of the way.
This does look really good.
I disagree. Oh, you know what? It does look... I'm looking at
that
different things.
That looks incredible.
Not gameplay.
No.
It is definitely gameplay.
No. Gameplay of what?
You think that
boys,
a boat...
Boat crash game?
With 8 gigs of RAM, motherfucker?
We're going to see some E3 this year.
That looked like that on Alan Wake. Alan Wake had some of like the best...
Yeah, remember
they
that
had
tornado?
A tornado thing, yeah.
That was craziness. This, if they are honestly going to put real like video in a game, you're fucking up. You're not doing it right.
I don't understand why it's in slow motion and the camera is spinning around a character that you're not playing. This is not gameplay. It's going to be an over-the-shoulder shooter with a heads-up display. None of this is gameplay.
To me, Alan Wake, what is called Quantum Face.
Quantum
Face. So I'm trying to catch up to our Instagram feed here. I have EAEYME for the EA Sports stuff.
Like, why?
EAEY.
This is the guy, though. All new games are going to be awesome, connected, and games.
Is that what he says?
No, there's so many buzzwords in this presentation, in this conference, that like everybody was saying the same thing.
It's connected. Always.
It seems very, very like ritzy, high class. Like they're just like, blah, blah, blah. They get, like just the way they're dressed, like how serious all their tones are.
Yeah.
Like, who is this for?
I don't know.
It's not for me.
It's not even for the press because they don't really say anything.
I don't know.
Like.
I think that they
the new Xbox is coming out. It's for investors.
They dropped the ball.
You think that's for investors?
Yeah.
They dropped the ball. They had months on, like, Sony did their thing in February.
And they had a prime example of what worked.
Yeah.
I was saying to Chad that, like, they should have gone scene for scene. Here's what PlayStation did.
Sony's conference is way better than this.
Absolutely.
We can top it. So
I don't give a fuck who Nancy Tellum is. And it's just some old
Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, tell him.
She stutters all the time.
She looks like Don Matrick with a wig.
I don't know what a video game is.
So, guys.
Anyway, right, like, Sony shows Killzone. Let's get Microsoft. Let's get Epic. Put together a Gears demo.
Put together a fucking Halo, like...
Anything.
Who cares? Something next-gen Halo where they would have shown Master Chief. People would have went nuts.
All like, Nintendo does.
Oh, my
Nintendo doesn't
God.
Do anything. And a couple months after launch, they, you know, if there's a lull, they do that Nintendo Direct thing. It's like, oh, we got a Mario game coming out later. And that's enough. That's enough to get people really excited.
One thing, man. They could have shown...
Even saying, like, we got Halo coming in 2014.
A Halo teaser trailer with, like, Master Chief's armor, but, like, crazy, crazy graphics, like, super detailed. People would lose their shit.
Well, maybe and E3. Then, maybe that's what they want to do with E3, is really go all games. We've heard that before.
Yeah,
like, it's all going to be games.
That's what
they say. That's what it... Like, but... Still,
but this is announcing, hey, there's a new Xbox. It's called Xbox One. It's going to have to do all this shit. You might better like your Kinect because there's another one that you have to pay fucking...
I really, really
yeah,
hope that it's not
to get now.
Needed. I hope it's optional.
Headline on IGN.
What do you mean headline? Who's run. Saying that? Like, who told them?
They're at Microsoft.
They're reporters.
Like,
that
interviewing
sucks,
people.
Man. That is the...
Yeah, there's...
There's going to be this big clunky thing with a giant cord all the way to the back. It's got to go somewhere where you can actually see it, and it sees you.
And it's got to be 10 feet away from where you're sitting.
So what am I going to do?
Is that more relaxed now?
I can't play it. I can't.
Yeah, I'd have to move my coffee table every time I want to turn the system on. Well, you know what? That's probably false.
You're not dancing in front of your thing.
Can I sit?
It's going to see your
face.
Yeah,
you can definitely sit.
You can do this, and it's going to know what you're doing. You don't have to clear the room.
It sucks that it's got to sit at the edge. Max, Lena, watch out.
Yeah, what about my fucking kids?
Watch out for it. Watch out for my Kinect.
Don't touch the Kinect.
It sits over the edge of the table.
Yeah, it literally sits on the edge.
I can't put
you
it
can't
on top
put
of
the
TV.
Hey, you put it on top.
Of your tube TV? Can you put anything on top of your TV?
I have my Kinect.
They made a little thing for the Kinect that kind of like...
Yeah, a little grabber.
Hooked on and you could sit it.
But I have my Wii U sensor bar on top of my TV. Just...
Yeah, but they made a little cradle that would hold it on top of the TV.
Well, now you gotta buy a $50 cradle. Then.
Now you gotta buy a wall mount for your Kinect.
Who's this... fucking
so
the new Halo.
Oh, this is the girl I wanted to ask how you throw a grenade in Halo and just watch her cry.
What's a Halo?
These are
television producers. They're showrunners and they're building like a production of a Halo TV series.
It's gonna be the
it's actually that 343.
But yeah, she's probably like continuity correspondent or something like that, or
she's PR.
I really
yeah.
really
okay,
really,
you're right.
I wanted to like
she's the hot
she's got a pretty face.
The hot receptionist.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Memorize these lines. Get up there.
That Halo thing, Forno to Dawn, I really wanted to like it.
It was bad.
And there was some stuff about it that was kind of cool, but...
It reminded me of Battlestar Galactica.
And Master Chief was the gayest. And call me Master Chief.
He speaks it?
Lots.
I didn't get that far.
No, like...
Call me
Master Chief.
They even use his voice?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like him. It is him, but it doesn't
sound
like him.
So this... sorry, Dan. I'm really sorry. This made me... feel kind of cool because they're talking about this Halo TV series that's going to be out and they always talk about HBO and I'm like, this is really cool. We're going to get a great
high quality Halo
TV series show run by Steven Spielberg. I mean, you can't go wrong. But they were very choice with words. I'm guessing that this is going to be only available on your Xbox One. New episodes will... You might have to pay for them.
Ugh.
Like,
no, there's no way.
Why wouldn't it?
Because you're paying for Xbox Live already.
Okay, so it's going to be... I would rather pay for it and get a good show, to be honest.
I'm just going to download it like I do Game of Thrones the day after.
Yeah, as soon as it torrents or is out on Blu-ray, I'll wait another month and get it at the Dollar House. Either way.
I'm not paying $900 to watch Halo movies.
I'm not watching Halo movies.
Every time I say I'm not buying it, the price goes up. I'm not paying $1,000 so I can hook up a USB 3.0.
Yeah, I got overly excited about this right away, thinking like, awesome, we get a Halo TV series. And then feeling weird because that has nothing to do with Xbox. And then feeling even more like, oh, it's probably just some Forward Unto Dawn thing for the launch of a new game. Like a lead-in series or something like that, which is fine. But it's not... they didn't say any of those lulls, you know? They just said a new Halo TV series is what they called it, TV series. And I don't think we're going to get something close to what they want us to think. It'll be a webisode.
Who decided to put this woman up?
She works for...
I don't care.
Like their media division or something.
Hello. My name is Barbara Scrooge-Blob. And I like to show you the new Xbox. It's pretty neat.
Barbara Scrooge-Blob.
You know how neat it is. And I know how neat it is.
So how neat is that?
This is game-changing.
How neat is that?
Game-changing.
Show a fucking game.
You're going to be able to watch TV shows.
Show one game, and I will like you.
Yeah, it's game-changing. So this is their sponsorship with NFL.
What the hell is this? Did I go pee?
You must have. This is actually real football.
This is when he sits down.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, not a single game show, and we got 10 minutes to go. Which Colton corrected me. He said, oh, they showed those FIFA games, or they showed the EA Sports games. And I was like, I forgot about that. No, they didn't.
They showed lines.
They showed fucking clips from NFL Quarterback Club.
Oh, my God.
NFL Blitz for N64. Look better than that.
He's the Xbox president.
Well, you don't know anything about that guy. He's really quirky, isn't he?
Hi!
He's got nerd mouth.
I mean, somebody hired him for a reason.
He's probably good mouth. As...
He's like, a good business
behind man. A desk.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the Xbox.
It's the size of his fucking...
Did you see that?
No.
Thigh.
It doesn't look as good when the lights are on.
Let me see it.
Oh!
Looks like it's...
That's an early prototype.
That's the Nintendo Entertainment System.
It looks
system.
Like a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, and the
It looks
Kinect,
like it flips up.
The Kinect is askew.
Why are they sitting flat?
Why are they fucking me?
Why are they fucking me?
Oh, this year? Anyway. You could watch this old game.
I don't know why. I get so excited for this bullshit every time.
Oh, my fantasy team. There it is again. That's... Great, but that has nothing to do with video games.
That's an early prototype. It does not look white.
Maybe you can change the faceplates to make it look like an NES.
Oh, that'd be sweet. And get a Viva Pinata one again.
I'm buying it.
Viva Pinata.
I'm buying it.
Chess, this is green screen.
I'm not spending...
He goes, they're walking on treadmills.
I'm not spending $1,200 to get a Viva Pinata faceplate.
Just so I can have something to put my Viva Pinata faceplate on.
Oh man,
I'm not spending $1,400 to watch NFL games from 1996
when they're
it is changed
when they're on NBC. Yeah. Free broadcast.
And I don't give a shit about football. I mean, I'm the minority in that. A lot of people like football, but
I'm not spending $2,000 to
EA should just make a system.
I haven't seen the fucking thing.
Madden on it.
Yeah.
Madden system.
Yeah, why doesn't EA just make their own sports
guys,
box?
They are. You're looking at it. That's what I've been trying to say.
No.
Yeah, EA stopped developing for Wii U.
Yeah, I don't think
because they're like
Nintendo games.
It sucks my balls off and it doesn't have anything
they said
I need.
The only thing that makes money is the Nintendo games, and they're like, wait a minute. Making money. We'd like to do that. And now they call Microsoft.
Well, yeah, their games sell millions of copies on Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't even want sports games on Wii U, to be honest. If I want to play Tiger Woods, I want it on, like, a super HD system.
The thing is, even if you're getting first-party titles, it's not going to stay afloat for long.
What do you
Nintendo
mean?
As a company cannot function as a company if they're just getting money from...
They've been doing it for a long time.
You know what?
No, they haven't. They made so many like party games and all that kind of shit. All that shovelware.
People Here's the one thing that I've always really wondered about gaming. Like, especially recently. Now, yeah, we're getting these better systems. We're getting these more powerful systems that look better. Like, graphics are way better. But what can they change about a game? Like, what can be innovative?
That's a good question. It's actually...
For us to like...
They're adding smart grass.
But everything that they've tried to do, everyone hates.
Stop going in that direction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to go, oh, I want to update my Twitter account.
No, look at...
Just beat the new level.
Ghost Recon is a perfect example. They're like, look it, you can take the gun apart with your hands and do this and that and move your shit around. Everyone was like, fuck that noise. I don't want that. I'm not playing.
Build me some better levels. Like,
yes. Yeah. So when are we going to get to a point where there's going to actually be, like, new innovative gameplay changes that we're going to like?
Ooh-yeah.
No.
So,
Games are hitting... They're coming up to a wall. Because we're just going to get prettier, same shit.
That's the thing. This is kind of relevant. Because they're about to show Call of Duty. And they talk a lot of shit about, like... You know what? Like, we're doubling down. Everyone thinks we're going to play it safe. But we're going all out for this one. And then
we're
it's like...
dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. So they want to talk about how they're going all out. And then they explain what their changes are like... They zoom in on, like, the person's arm, and it's like, oh, look at what we can do to make a human being's arm look more realistic. And they're, like, showing little hair follicles and stuff.
Cool.
Or, like, we can get dirt under the fingernails of the, you know, or if...
That looked amazing.
It looks fine, but who cares?
It's going to add to the overall immersion, though. Like, if you play a Mass Effect game that looks that good, instead of...
Yeah, but it's still going to be...
It's still Call of Duty, though. Do that to a Mass Effect game, fine.
Why?
But,
yeah. Yeah, it's still called. It looks like Call of Duty. It's still 60 frames a second. Like,
I was definitely more impressed with the. You know, when we were not knowing what PS4 was and what and Xbox One, we didn't know what they were yet. And I kept bringing up the fact like they're not going to look as good as AAA PC titles. And here we are, man. Like, it still looks a little bit worse. It looks like. Maybe,
yeah, Crysis 3 looks better than Call of Duty Code.
Maybe, maybe PC a year ago. That's what we should be expecting. And this is what they're showing us. And
but this is literally the first game to come out for it.
Okay. Look how... But the Battlefield 4 stuff that we saw a couple weeks ago.
Was that game?
Was head and shoulders. This is gameplay.
Oh. Does it look that...
See, it looks fine. You know what? It looks like the Battlefield 3 PC stuff.
No, that looks really... Well, that didn't...
Keep in mind that all the game feeds on TV look like
shit. That
looks
shit right there.
Yeah, that's a piece of bull.
Well, you gotta be more looking at, like, how the characters are moving.
Yeah, why
you know?
Are you showing these polygons?
Oh, and the guy who wrote his writing the dialogue for it. You know what, they're like, oh, the new technology, we're allowing fish, you know, if you get close to a fish, it's gonna swim away. And I'm like, yeah, like in fucking Zelda, 15 years ago, trying to catch that big fish.
Yeah, how about, like, in,
Sonic?
Was a Sonic sound. Yeah, Sonic fish go away.
Yeah, Sonic fish go away.
So the fish actually swim away.
Dan.
Into a rock.
I made a joke about how they show, like, a scar on the dog's nose, and I'm like, oh, you know.
Scar nose?
New scar nose technology.
What is with this? Like, why do they keep showing this?
Look at how detailed it is when I pull the knife out of this guy's heart.
Do you see all these squares and triangles?
See the square that we have? Dog nose technology.
Dogs
never look good in video games. Never once. That dog looks retarded.
See the guy, like, try to piss the dog off to get him to act like that?
Come on, you fucker.
Hit him with a stick.
I was like, but...
Next gen engine.
I made the games. That looks awesome. The guns look
amazing.
Is
that a real gun, or is that...
That I wasn't sure.
His face looks awesome.
Yeah, those are pretty next-gen graphics.
Next-gen.
Anyway, look at the comment. That's
the same thing.
Same thing.
Where is it?
Oh, now on the inside of the helmet, it's not just nothing. There's actually ear pads. Who gives a shit? We're going to see that.
Buddy. I posted a... Colton fucking sends me this. It's the best thing ever. That's our new banner for All Range Mode. For sure.
What? Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, they put that in there.
Hey, good on ya.
This new Leap technology.
Kind of like Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 1.
That looks like shit.
It looks terrible. This game is not a good game to show off anything.
See, I don't know. I mean,
no. The colors are very washed out and nothing is high resolution. That is not high resolution right now. Like, you get, what's that green bar over there?
See those fish doing like a tornado?
If this was an actual feed of the game.
We have tornado fish. Squid.
I don't know. I'm inclined to say that this is pretty accurate.
No way. Games always look terrible in videos.
I think they always look better.
Never do. Look how bad that looks. That guy is washed. The graphics look better than these people.
But you know what? You know how Hobbit, you know, when it's 40 frames and it starts to look bad and then
That was pretty good. Did you see like the way the car crumbled? It wasn't just like...
Yeah, like it's...
When you see it washed out a little bit, I think it actually makes them look better because when you see the actual game, it's a lot sharper. You can start to see the strings almost.
Oh, but can you see the added layer of fuzz to everything?
Yeah. I think that makes it look better.
Yeah.
No way.
It's like not...
So you can't see it.
Yeah, it covers shit up.
It covers the garbage up. Like the aliasing, or the aliasing on... What's it called? Aliasing?
You can't even focus on these people because it's moving all fuzzy.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see your point.
This needs to be considered.
It definitely needs to be considered.
It probably looks a lot better there.
The gun looked amazing.
I know, like, it would look better on an iPhone. A better display would...
Dog jaw technology.
Dog barking.
Also, like, you know, it's going to be, like, how easy is it going to be to break that dog in the game?
Oh my god, it'd be so funny. Like, could you imagine the YouTube videos you're going to see of dogs singing?
In a tree?
Yes. Yeah, the collision detection on that dog is going to be something to be desired, I'm sure.
Is there still... Oh yeah, they go... Now you can see the side-by-side because that video looked like shit.
So do we have anything else that we want to touch on? Oh, we should look through the IGN headlines in case there's new stuff while we're wrapping up here.
There's probably
nothing. I would say with a wrap-up...
There was kind of some headlines.
I think for me... Going into this, I was like, I'm buying it. I'm definitely buying the new Xbox.
Even coming out of it, I'm still buying it. I'm not going to let this conference ruin it.
Yeah, I want to say, like, I want to wait and see for the games. But having Kinect, always connected, in order for the system to even work properly, or work at all.
Oh, McTavish, come on.
That's a deal breaker. That is a deal breaker.
Yeah. So we got Forza 5 announced. Xbox One runs Windows.
Figured that. Yo,
next gen Kinect. Obviously, we hit that.
I like that you can see pores in their faces.
Yeah, that looks incredible.
Smart glass integration. Smart glass.
There's no jagging around his ear or all, like the circular parts. That is horrible.
Well, those are to be expected.
Oh,
that's Modern Warfare 2.
That's new dog. Look at those ears.
What's on his head? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, there's the dog scar technology. It actually doesn't look that good. Star Fox Adventures.
The hands are amazing.
Star Fox Adventures looked better.
The hands are amazing?
This is Modern Warfare 3.
That's Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, I was going to say, that's...
Open your fucking eyes.
I wasn't paying attention. Oh, dog jaw.
Look at the veins. Look at the veins and everything.
Yeah.
You can actually get a suntan.
Watch.
Like real cuts and stuff? That's pretty neat.
That looks real.
Yeah, that's
real.
Pretty neat.
Oh, that's gonna look better than mine.
Madden looks more real than my own hand.
I suppose if you could run around in it, it looks like that, and there's that much foliage and detail.
Yeah, this got me excited for the next Elder Scrolls.
Oh, it's actually gonna grow this.
You know what? Are you Bethesda game announcements were out of left field almost. Wolfenstein game, and there was one more. There was one more game that they said they were working on that was away for E3. A couple weeks, eh?
What?
Couple weeks, E3.
What is it? June?
But Bethesda is a publishing
house. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
ZeniMax Media makes Fallout and Elder Scrolls.
Wow, I never heard of them.
Call of Duty Ghosts. So who... This is the Infinity Ward one? They dropped Modern Warfare?
Yeah.
Okay.
As of right now, I'm not buying it. And
Forza 5.
The games have to sway me.
They did
in a
say.
Direction.
Actually, I did see one thing.
It'll be out before the end of the year.
15 exclusive titles in the first year of launch.
Yeah,
that's
first year.
Okay,
One of them's an Avatar creator.
When did Wii U come out? November?
Yeah, no one's arguing that Wii U has not come out with any fucking games. That's the stupidest thing ever. I've played just as many games on
PS4
Wii U.
PS4 is getting delayed and is not coming out 2014.
2013?
So, yeah, or 14.
Oh, I got a list of every confirmed Xbox One game here.
You're going to wait till Dogbird comes out?
Yeah. Dogbird. Come on. Assassin's Creed 4, Call of Duty Ghost, Destiny, FIFA 14, Forza, Madden 25, NBA Live 14, Quantum Break, and UFC. Wolfenstein New Order. What are these, rumored?
That looks good.
Oh, list of possible games. Wolfenstein, which is the Bethesda game that we were just talking about. Rise, Halo 5, Dungeons, Age 3, Evil Within. These are stupid. Next Gen Family Game, Thief, Witcher, Zombie,
Witcher 3.
Rainbow Six. Yeah, these are all just the games that you're going to see on all of them. But
what, Rainbow Six Patriots, which no one's heard anything about in 100 years?
So,
oh, he's a ghost.
So these are the
awesome.
These are the two big ones, eh? Like, Xbox One doesn't require an internet connection. So, you guys can talk amongst yourselves and I'll,
Does it require?
Does not.
Update. Another Microsoft representative, UK marketing director, has confirmed that the Xbox doesn't require a constant internet connection. The answer to that question is no. You do not require an always-on connection to be able to use Xbox. It is certainly designed to be connected to the internet, and hopefully from what you've just seen, you realize the benefits that brings, but your internet connection drops, you will still be able to play the game. Still be able to watch Blu-ray movies, still be able to watch live TV, obviously. Actually, if my internet goes down, I still have cable, never mind. So that's reassuring, but that's what I was kind of saying. Like, it's not required. You'll still be able to push start, but a lot of it is based on online, and that's kind of the mindset that we have going into it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, when I put in a game, I kind of like, you know, like, doing all the updates. If I get downloadable content, I download that right away. Okay. What else we got? And then the big one, obviously, is does require Kinect. Not backwards compatible.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, like I said, GTA 5.
But
will not appear. Unless they release some new... Unless they have, like, a download service. One thing that we brushed over was the 300 million servers or something like that.
300,000.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
300,000.
They have 15,000 or something right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They have over 300,000, so... I read something else, like, that the computing power, the power of the Xbox is going to get stronger over time because of the cloud computing.
Yeah.
Meaning that, you know, it's not limited to the
my
to
CPU
the power.
Is a learning computer.
Exactly. And if you're streaming a game, it's being played from the servers.
Here we go. That's Xbox. It. Sorry, Chad. Go ahead.
I see if you're fucking nice as you can go right ahead.
Xbox One will not function without a Kinect attached.
Gay. That's gay.
End this. We've talked about all this.
Mike Manny and Gina are not buying an Xbox One.
Mike Manny's not buying it.
It's
Xbox One is an awful name.
Horrible.
Every time you guys have said it,
I keep
thinking of
the old one.
Yeah, you get say Xbox One, I'm like, oh yeah, this.
Yeah, my mind goes back to 2001.
Yeah.
Bad move, Microsoft.
I don't know. I just think it should have been either Xbox, even if it would have been Infinity. I would have been fine with that.
Infinity's awesome. That was a cool name.
Well, no one's going to call it One.
No.
Let's play some One.
Generally, One. People will call it Xbox, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. But,
you know...
In that case, it just should have been Xbox. Drop day one.
Yeah, which is weird, though. Doug said he texted us. I don't know if it was just to me or if it was to the whole thread, but
no, it was everybody. I said I hate the name.
He's like, everyone will probably just call it Xbox, just like we do today or we do now.
A lot of people say 360 though.
Yeah,
I say 360.
I was like, yeah, he's probably right. We'll call it Xbox. But when you mentioned that, we all call it 360. So I mean,
I'm not calling it One. I'm not down on that.
Calling it Xbox. Which one do you mean? One, like the 2001 one, or the
one,
the current one, or the 360? What do you mean?
Which one?
So fucking stupid. Let's get some PS4 in me.
Can you guys think of any?
The only one who's done it right.
Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't mention any. I keep interrupting you guys.
Go ahead.
No mention of cost.
No.
My thoughts are it's going to cost over $500, but you'll never have to pay that all at once.
No,
I don't want.
It'll be
a
pretty hard subscription.
They're not doing subscription.
I think they I think they will just to get people to buy into Kinect.
No, sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, Kinect's that thing's probably fucking $300 added to the price.
It's going to be $549. That's my prediction.
Ugh,
that's huge. I will not buy it.
I'm buying it.
I'm not buying it until.
Say for the low price of $749.99 U.S. dollars.
I'm not paying.
And Wii U drops the price to $150, and I'm buying the hell out of that thing.
Yeah, I'll play Wind Waker 7 times before I pay $700.
Yeah.
Before I pay $2,000 for a fucking Xbox.
I'm not paying $2,400 for Xbox One.
The thing is $3,000. This is stupid. They're like, I don't understand why they're charging.
You want me to pay
$3,500 for a fucking game machine?
You want me to pay $5,000 to play an Xbox from 2000?
You know what? By the time this thing is done, by the time the life cycle is over, you will have paid.
I paid $5,000 for 360.
Oh, easily.
How many games did I have? I had 70 games, and I bought them all brand new.
That's fucking crazy.
So that's $4,900 right there in games.
Well, all right. So one last thing. Anything that you guys can, like, fears that you can put to rest now at this point? The always online thing is not happening.
Yeah,
like,
spawned with something else.
Now,
people
yeah.
wait.
Yeah.
Now that they have said, like, you know what, it doesn't always have to be online. It's like, rest assured, but you're not going to be able to play it. It's like getting a fucking arcade version of 360.
I nailed one of my predictions, my E3 predictions.
Well, it's not E3 yet.
Well,
so now you're
stuck. They're going to keep pushing the bullshit. Yeah. They're just going to keep pushing shit that I don't give a fuck about, and clearly this proves it.
That was poo.
That
was poo. And with that...
Yeah. Thanks for listening. All Range Mode out. Oh, my name's Joe. This is Dan to my right.
Yep.
To Dan's right, we have Chad.
And me!
Thanks again. All Range Mode out.
All Range Mode!
Cocky little freaks!